jail if you know what to do.
How?
You set them up.
Does the Bureau practice entrapment a lot?
We get really close. We call it a nudge.
A nudge.
A nudge. Sometimes you just gotta give them a quick little, just to see what happens. Sometimes you light the fuse and just wait for it to follow. Nothing like putting out a fake social media thing to like really get people mad.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
You are?
He did what we wanted.
Which was what?
Took his money away. Chopped his legs off.
Oh, man. It's another bombshell report coming exclusively from Sound Investigations. And it shows a CIA contractor saying that the intel community actually sets up Americans. That's so strange. Joining us to discuss is the very, very amazing investigative reporter, Arden Young. She's over at Sound Investigations. Arden, my jaw hit the ground when I saw your report. It was a complete bombshell, mainly from the angle that so many of us have spoken about this. We knew this was taking place within the intel community, but your report pieces it together. Now, I want to play the full clip that we have right now. It's about 3 minutes long, so it's a little bit longer than normal, but it details what this gentleman was just describing about how the intel community actually sets up people. And in fact, he details that they set up potentially Alex Jones. Take a listen.
As long as the Bureau is able to progress far enough to be able to put pro-lifers in jail whenever they want.
Yeah.
You think that's on the agenda?
We can. You can kind of put anyone in jail if you know what to do.
How?
You set them up. You create the situation to where they have no choice but to act on their impulse. And once they act on that impulse, then we call that entrapment. It's a fine line.
Does the Bureau practice entrapment a lot?
We get really close.
Not officially?
No. We get as close as we can. We get as close as we can to it without doing it.
So they can entrap some of these pro-lifers into doing things that they
depending,
don't...
Yeah. We call it a nudge.
A nudge.
A nudge. Sometimes you just gotta give them a quick little, just to see what happens, right?
And how does that happen?
You put a post out there, or you have someone fake profile say something that triggers, that we know is gonna trigger them, right? Like, we already know your history. If we're to that point, we already know everything about it. So we're like, oh, this will piss them off. Sometimes you light the fuse and just wait for it to follow. Right.
Like a railing. Mm-hmm. Like a, oh. So when a railing happens, sometimes the Bureau behind it?
Yeah, sometimes. Nothing like putting out a fake social media thing to like really get people mad. Post fake news. Sometimes it's not fake. It's embellished a little bit.
Who would be like a big influencer that you're after? I don't even know these names, like a Fox News person or like a Tucker Carlson or like...
I'm sure he's a star, right? You always want the biggest and loudest. Like that, what was his name? The one that said the Sandy Hook didn't happen.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
You are? Are you still after him? Why?
Because he's broke. He got found guilty and had to pay like $100 million.
So why were you after him?
We're not anymore.
Just to get the money from him?
Yeah.
Was that court case used? Was that a CIA
thing? Sure was.
That was an agency thing?
Well, actually it was a defamation case. So it's a civil, not government. But we were looking at all of his followers, commenting, following, like, who's up in the latest, right? So even though it's technically not our, well, not the agency definitely, but the Bureau, for instance, yeah, it's not our purview. It's a civil matter. But since they got all this access to his stuff and it's there, what can we go find?
And did you find anything?
I can't tell you. Oh, we did. But so, you know, it's just kind of like, you know, realize the opportunity that you have.
So with Alex Jones, you were watching him long before anything ended up happening.
Probably. It wasn't my office, but I mean, we would have been well aware of what he was doing.
And the goal with him was what? Just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much. And we let the families do it.
And what?
We let the families do it.
Were they encouraged to do that by the Bureau? Like, nudged?
We don't encourage people.
But like,
we just say there's no federal statute being broken. But you do have the option for a civil case. And it's a pretty good case.
Nice.
In our opinion.
So, that makes so much sense. I have a cousin who's a lawyer. So that's a lot of these cases. They're kind of encouraged by the FBI.
Yeah, like, there's nothing federal law we can do, but civilly, we can go at him that way and chop his legs off.
And they did.
Yeah.
So the FBI was happy.
We didn't care. We were like, oh.
Arden, we talk about it often on the show. It's lawfare that he's describing to folks. He's detailing how the CIA knows that they didn't have anything criminally to go after Alex Jones for. So instead, he's describing potentially that the CIA might have pushed them over to the civil side. He describes it as a nudge. And then he details that they followed Alex Jones' followers and kind of went through the comments and likes, what I found interesting. Arden, what was your reaction to just seeing him admit all of this? Because this is just jarring in itself.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was shocked. This isn't content that we were aiming for in the field by any means. Actually, when our journalist first sat down with Gavin, we had no idea, absolutely no idea he worked for the CIA. They met in a chance meeting. It's not like we were aiming for this person. So when all of this content was coming out of Gavin's mouth, it was like, wow, it's something that we've all, you know, talked about and kind of speculated and had suspicions of, but hearing it coming from his mouth was another thing. So yeah, we had to put it out.
It's absurd to hear him say it, but it's not surprising. His background also does include working for ICE, working for the FBI, and now he's with the CIA as a contractor. Have you heard from the CIA? Have they reacted to this story? Because this is somebody who probably shouldn't be working with them since he's just so loose with the lips.
Right. No, we haven't heard back from anyone that we've reached out to for comment, including Mr. O'Vlenis here. So I'm hoping we hear some type of comment or word back soon, and we'll definitely be updating accordingly.
It's so disturbing in itself. Is there anyone speaking out? Because you just dropped this story earlier today, so it's only been a couple of hours, but has anyone reached out to you in regards to it? Because this is a very, very big story, and it shakes down the core of the issue that we're describing today, the weaponization of our federal government and how they use lawfare against average Americans or journalists. Have you heard from anyone who's outraged by this?
Yeah, absolutely. We're getting all types of reactions on social media, including two different comments from Elon Musk saying how disturbed and concerned he is about this content. Alex Jones has reacted as well, and obviously this directly applies to him. So this may be something he decides to use in his case.
Yeah, and I hope it helps him because, listen, they're coming for everything. They want to shut down InfoWars just because, not because of anything legitimate, it's because they disagree with the content that they publish on their outlet, and that's just disturbing in itself. And like we've said this whole time, this is a First Amendment issue, and, you know, they just have completely taken advantage of it and just come up with an absurd amount of money that they know he can't pay off. So there's really no legitimacy behind it, and he wasn't found guilty of anything. The trial, the civil case really didn't play out in his favor because, well, it wasn't supposed to play out in his favor in the first place. So it's interesting to see all of this. Now, Arden, I know that over at Sound Investigations, you guys constantly have several series involved in this. Is this all we're going to see from this story, or is there more to come?
There is more to come. We're currently packaging another release. Gavin O'Blenis said all types of things during a series of sit-downs with our journalists. So yeah, there is more to come. There's just a plethora of information from Mr. O'Blenis.
I love it. I love it. Because they literally don't, I don't know what it is with these new federal employees they keep hiring, but it's like they can't shut up. They tell way too much. And their one job is to secure secrets and to keep secrets, and they choose not to.
Yeah. I mean, when he first told our journalists he worked for the CIA, we actually were really skeptical and didn't believe it. So our journalists actually had him show his acceptance letter from the CIA on camera that I think we included in this full release, as well as some CIA like award pins that aren't publicly available, only given to people who work there. So we really had to go through and make sure this guy actually worked there.
Yeah. It's alarming. It's disturbing, but it's not really surprising these days. Arden Young, thank you for joining us. You know, the CIA is not hiring their brightest, but we're glad we have good investigative journalists like you all over at Sound Investigations who are keeping up with it and reporting on the things that really matter, because the weaponization of our federal government is something a lot of Americans are deeply concerned about. So thank you. I want to let our audience in on a little secret. I'm saving hundreds of dollars each year after switching over both of my lines to Patriot Mobile. Yes, so now my business and personal line are with Patriot Mobile. Now, Patriot Mobile uses the same towers that you're probably already using now, except it's less expensive. So my 5G towers that I love to use my old provider, I'm still using them now. I'm just paying significantly less money to do so. And on top of it all, Patriot Mobile believes in the same things you and I believe in. They have the same morals. So they donate to causes that are like pro-life causes, veteran causes, and even the NRA. It's incredible. So I highly recommend you head over to patriotmobile.com right now, take a look at their plans, and sign up. And today, if you sign up and use promo code Brianna, they're going to waive the activation fee. Yes, you heard it right. They're going to waive the activation fee. Just make sure you use promo code Brianna, B-R-E-A-N-N-A. And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.